for 10, 12, 14 hours a day.
Sjećam se kad sam se pridružio pokretu, išli bi 10 do 12 sati u Harinu.
We would, of course, all morning and all afternoon we would be on Harinu.
Cijelo jutro i popodne bi bili u Harinu.
And then in the evening we would go to where all the movie houses and all the nightclubs and striptease joints were.
Onda bi navečer išli u dio grada gdje su kina, noćni klubovi i striptease klubovi.
And we would try to give people the mercy of Lord Chaitanya's holy name.
I pokušavali bi dati ljudima milost svetog imena gospodina Čajtanje.
And then at that time there was a musical that was very, very popular. It was called Hair.
U to vrijeme je bio jedan musical koji je bio vrlo, vrlo popularan i zvao se Kosa.
Any of you ever heard of that Hair?
Yes.
Oh, y'all heard of the Hair. Okay. So the last scene in Hair, at least in San Francisco, I never saw it, but the last scene was all the actors and actresses and people on stage practically naked, some of them virtually naked, encouraging the crowd to chant Hare Krishna.
Na kraju tog filma svi glumci su na pozornici gotovo goli i pokušavaju govoriti ljudi da pjevaju Hare Krishna.
So, naturally, and the play got out at about 12 o'clock midnight.
I taj film bi završio oko 12 u noći.
So, we would rush from where we were downtown in the cinema district to the theater district where Hare was playing.
I onda bi mi požurili iz dijela grada gdje su kina u dio grada gdje je teatar da stignemo na vrijeme.
And at least in San Francisco we would have about 50 devotees having kirtan outside the doors of the theater.
I onda bi bar u San Francisco je bilo tako da imali smo 50 bakta i oni bi imali kirtan ispred izlaza.
I remember we had about 3 mrdangas and 3 acoustic guitars and lots of kartals and nice dancing.
Imali smo 3 mrdange, 3 gitare, puno karatala i lijepo smo plesali.
And dozens of devotees armed with big handfuls of burning incense in one hand.
Desetine bakta imalo u ruci punu šaku incensa koji su svi gorili.
And big Lakshmi conch shells in the other hand.
I velike školjke za Lakshmi u drugoj ruci.
So we would give everyone a stick of incense and say, Hare Krishna, please come to our temple and give a donation.
Mi bismo svima rekli Hare Krishna, dođite u naš hram i dajte donaciju.
But Harinam was our life and soul.
Harinam je bio naš život i duša.
I just recently read a text on which conference, maybe it was the book distribution conference, it was.
Nedavno sam pročitao jedan tekst u konferenciji o dijeljenju knjiga.
Some lady from, I'm not sure, Russia maybe, or Poland, some Eastern European country.
Neka gospođa iz neke istočnoevropske zemlje
bought a book from a devotee. Oh, actually what happened, she was sitting in her car, and the devotee came up and, you know, put his hand through the windshield and put the book in her hand, in her hands, in her lap.
Ona je sjedila u autu i jedan bakta je došao i stavio ruku kroz prozor i dao je knjigu.
So she took the book in her hand, she looked at it, and she began to quiver and shake.
I onda je ona primila ruku, knjigu u ruke i počela se trest.
And she closed her eyes and she started making sounds.
Everything is clear.
Okay. So then this went on for an embarrassing about 3-4 minutes.
To je tako išlo jedno 3-4 minute.
The devotee was just standing there watching her in amazement.
Bhakta samo staja tamo i gledao je u čudu.
And after she came out of her trance,
nakon što je izašla iz transa,
the devotee asked her, what happened?
Bhakta je pitao šta se desilo.
And she told him a story of how she and her son had gone to San Francisco in the early 70s.
I ona mu ispričala priču kako su ona i njezin sin otišli u San Francisco u ranim 70-im.
And of course we always used to chant in a very popular area downtown.
I mi smo uvijek pjevali u dijelovima grada koji su prilično popularni.
So as a tourist, she and her son had gone to that shopping area.
Kao turist, ona i njezin sin su otišli u taj dio gdje se kupuju stvari.
And they just happened to walk by the Harinam party that was engaged in ecstatic kirtan.
I oni su prolazili pokraj te Harinam družine koja je bila uključena u ekstatični kirtan.
And she all of a sudden couldn't understand what was happening to her.
I ona odjednom nije mogla shvatiti što se dešava.
Her body began to shake and even dance.
Njezino tijelo se počelo tresti i čak plesati.
Her son was shocked what was happening. She was also shocked. She didn't know.
Njezin sin je bio šokiran što se to dešava i ona je također bila šokirana.
And the holy name entered into her ear and into her heart and she just couldn't control her ecstasy.
Sveto ime ušlo u njezino uho i njezine srce i ona nije mogla kontrolirati ekstazu.
Just like that, out of the blue.
Samo tako se to desilo.
And she never forgot that.
I ona nikad to nije zaboravila.
She also got a book at that time, actually. The devotees also noticed that she was in ecstasy.
Ona je također dobila knjigu u to vrijeme, pošto su bhakte primijetili da je u ekstazi.
And she took some books.
Ona uzela neke knjige.
And she never had any other contact with the devotees again.
I nikad nije imala nikakav kontakt s bhaktama ponovo.
Until that devotee met her.
Dok je taj bhakta nije sreo.
Harinam Prabhu ki
jai!
So next Saturday night, don't miss Harinam.
Sljedeće subote navečer nemojte propustiti Harinam.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Narayanam namaskritya.
Narayanam namaskritya.
Naram chaiva narottamam.
Naram chaiva narottamam.
Devim sarasatim vyasam.
Devim sarasatim vyasam.
Tato jayam udirayat.
Tato jayam udirayat.
Nasta praishu abhadreshu.
Nasta praishu abhadreshu.
Nityam bhagavata sevaya.
Nityam bhagavata sevaya.
Bhagavati uttama shloke.
Bhagavati uttama shloke.
Bhaktir bhavati naishtiki.
Bhaktir bhavati naishtiki.
This morning we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam 8th canto entitled Bali Maharaj Arrested by the Lord. Texts numbers 12 through, is it 12?
Yes.
12 through whatever we can reach. Which may be about 22 or 23 is where we get the first purport.
Čitamo osmu pjesmu Šrimad Bhagavatama, 21. poglavlje, gospodin zarobljava Bali Maharaja, stih 12 do kud stignemo.
Now, I'm going to beg tolerance from the management here, but I'm going to suggest something which, when I leave, you can turn around and, you know, forget about it. But as far as I've been taught, and I think it's quite appropriate, we should never sit with our backs to the deities. And I know it's tough in this temple, but try to sit sideways if you can, because it's not, you know, we should much more look at Lord Chaitanya than to look at me, or maybe Srila Prabhupada, but we should never put our back to the deities at any time.
Ne bi trebalo krenuti leđa božanstvu.
Satya
Vratasya
Satasya
Satatam
Satatam
Dikshitasya
Dikshitasya
Visheshataha
Visheshataha
Nantram
Nantram
Bhashitum
Bhashitum
Shakyam
Shakyam
Brahmanyasya
Brahmanyasya
Dayavataha
Dayavataha
Satyavratasya Satatam
Satyavratasya Satatam
Dikshitasya Visheshataha
Dikshitasya Visheshataha
Nantram Bhashitum Shakyam
Nantram Bhashitum Shakyam
Nanritam Bhashitum Shakyam
Nanritam Bhashitum Shakyam
Brahmanyasya Dayavataha
Brahmanyasya Dayavataha
Satyavratasya Satatam
Satyavratasya Satatam
Dikshitasya Visheshasata
Dikshitasya Visheshataha
Nanritam Bhashitum Shakyam
Nanritam Bhashitum Shakyam
Brahmanyasya Dayavataha
Brahmanyasya Dayavataha
Our Lord, Bali Maharaja, is always fixed in truthfulness, and this is especially so at present, since he has been initiated into performing a sacrifice. He is always kind and merciful toward the brahmanas, and he cannot at any time speak lies. So there's no purport to this verse, but there are some important points here that we can take cognizance of.
Nema ovdje nikakvog komentara, ali ima par važnih poanti kojih se možemo sjetiti ili koje možemo prepoznati.
One is that a man is as good as his word.
Jedna je da je čovjek dobar koliko je dobra njegova riječ.
That means that if a man says something and does another thing, people will always have a bad impression of him.
Ako osoba nešto kaže i onda napravi nešto drugo, ljudi će imati uvijek loše mišljenje o njemu.
And especially in an institution like ISKCON, where people's contact is with an individual, they will see the institution as they see the individual.
Specijalno slučaj u instituciji kao ISKCON-a, pošto ljudi dolaze u kontakt s ISKCON-om preko određenih osoba, oni će gledati na ISKCON onako kako gledaju na te osobe.
Therefore, if we are representatives of ISKCON and ultimately of Srila Prabhupada, then we should make sure that we are always truthful in our dealings with others.
Iako smo mi predstavnici ISKCON-a ili na kraju predstavnici Srila Prabhupada, onda trebamo brinuti da naše riječi uvijek budu istinoljubive.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Ami achi bhakti shikhaimu sabare. I come to teach this devotional service by my personal example.
Gospodin Čajtanja je rekao, ja sam došao poučiti ljude predanom služenju kroz svoj vlastiti primjer.
Therefore those who are not of the highest character, they should not be assigned to important preaching work.
Stoga, oni koji nemaju savršen karakter, njima se ne može dodijeliti funkcija važnog propovjedačkog rada.
Truthfulness is practically the last religious quality left in Kali Yuga.
Istinoljubivost je praktički jedina religiozna odlika koja je ostala u Kali Yugi.
Cleanliness, austerity, mercifulness, these things are very absent in Kali Yuga.
Čistoća, strogost i milostinja su vrlo odsutne u Kali Yugi.
There is a saying, conspicuous by their absence. In other words, you notice very clearly that people are unclean. They have no sense of mercy to other living beings, and there's no question of austerity.
Postoji izreka, prisutno se vidi po njegovoj neprisutnosti. Dakle, danas se jasno vidi da ljudi nisu čisti, nemaju milosti i jako su daleko od bilo kakve strogosti.
So Prabhupada never suggested that everyone would become a Krishna conscious devotee, nor was it necessary that everyone had to become a pure devotee.
Što Prabhupada nikad nije rekao da svako mora postati bhakta ili da svaki bhakta mora postati čisti bhakta.
The whole atmosphere can be changed if at least a percentage, even a small percentage of society becomes Krishna conscious.
Cijela atmosfera se može promijeniti ako samo mali postotak društva postane svjesno Krishna.
There must be a class of men who cultivate the higher qualities of life.
Mora postojati klasa ljudi koji kultiviraju više kvalitete života.
Shamo dama tapa socham shantir arjavam evacha jnana vijnana astikyam brahma karma swabhavajam. The brahmanas, they practice sense control, mind control, cleanliness, truthfulness.
Brahmane prakticiraju čistoću uma, čistoću tijela, vladanje čulima i vladanje umom.
So, as devotees directly connected and receiving the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, we must be conscientious in being very truthful in our dealings with one another. First of all, be truthful with yourself. Then your dealings with others in the ashram, in the institution, and then your dealings with the public.
Kao osobe koje dobivaju milost gospodina Čajtanja, mi moramo biti jako pažljivi da budemo istinoljubivi, prvo sa samim sobom, onda sa drugim baktama u ashramu i u iskonu, i treće prema ljudima izvana.
Bali Maharaj was a Kshatriya, but he was a Param Vaishnava, first and foremost.
Bali Maharaj je bio Kshatriya, ali je bio najbolji Vaishnava.
First and foremost.
Prvi i najbolji.
So, we should meditate upon this. There's no benefit. You really don't gain a lot by telling lies.
Trebamo meditirati na ovo, jer stvarno ne možemo puno dobiti lažući pred drugima.
Even in selling books.
Čak i dok prodajemo knjige.
Those who are the biggest distributors They tell the truth.
Oni koji dijele najviše knjiga, oni govore istinu.
They don't try to cheat people, and they explain the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. Maybe they don't, you know, advertise anything negative about ISKCON or Krishna. Maybe they speak in a palatable way, but they never speak lies.
Oni koji su najbolji djelenci knjiga, oni ne lažu, već govore istinu i objasne filozofiju svjesnosti Krišne. Možda ne govore loše stvari u ISKCONu, već dobre, ali nikad ne govore laži.
So this was the quality of Bali Maharaj, and we should emulate these qualities.
To su kvalitete Bali Maharaja i mi bi trebali slijediti te kvalitete.
Text number 13. Tasmadasya vado dharmo bhartu susrushanam chana ityayudani jagrihur bhaler anuchara suraha. Therefore it is our duty to kill this Vamana Dev, Lord Vishnu. It is our religious principle and the way to serve our master. After making this decision, the demoniac followers of Maharaj Bali took up their various weapons with a view to killing Vamana Dev.
Stoga je naša dužnost da ubijemo tog Vamana Devu, gospodina Višnu. To je naš religiozni princip i služba za našeg gospodara. Donevši tu odluku, demonski sljedbenici Maharaj Balija su uzeli svoje oružje u namjeri da ubiju Vamana Devu.
Te sarve vamanam hantum shulapatishapanayaha anichanto balerajan pradravan jatamanyavaha. O king, the demons, aggravated by their usual anger, took their lances and tridents in hand, and against the will of Bali Maharaj, they pushed forward to kill Lord Vamanadeva.
O kralju, podstaknuti svojim uobičajenim gnjevom, demoni su uzeli u ruke svoja koplja i trozuce i protiv volje Bali Maharaja pojurili da ubiju gospodina Vamanadevu.
As preachers, we are trained to make a distinction between four kinds of persons.
Kao propovjednici, mi smo istrenirani da pravimo razliku između četiri vrste osoba.
There, of course, is the supreme person, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna, whom we love and worship.
Postoji najuzvišenija osoba, Sri Krishna, kojeg volimo i obožavamo.
Also the pure devotees of the Lord.
Također i čiste bhakte gospodina.
Then there are our friends, our peers in devotional service.
Onda postoje naši prijatelji, naši suradnici u predanom služenju.
Whom we make friends with.
S kojima sklapamo prijateljstvo.
This is also another principle of sadhana bhakti. One should make friends with other Vaishnavas.
To je još jedan princip sadhana bhakti. Osoba treba imati prijateljstvo s drugim bhaktama.
We actually do get by with a little help from our Vaishnava friends. It's a fact.
Do get by.
We do. I get by with a little help from my friends. You know?
Možemo ići dalje uz pomoć naših prijatelja bhakta.
It's a fact that we all should think that it just, you know, it's like you join ISKCON and you're all fired up. How many new bhaktas do we have here today? Who have joined within, okay. Here's the first and foremost. But others who have been with us for a month or 2 months or like that. Any?
Ko se pridružio zadnjih mjesec ili dva.
No, you're all old timers. Anyway, you join. Think back. You know, a few years ago when you joined.
Sjetite se par godina unazad kad ste se pridružili.
You're full of enthusiasm and, you know, everything's wonderful and you feel so ecstatic and you're sure that within a few months or so you're going to realize God and, you know, go back to Krishna.
Puni ste entuzijazma i sigurni ste da ćete u roku od sljedećih par mjeseci dostići Krishnu.
And then after a year or so, when you begin to get a little bit of understanding of the philosophy,
i onda nakon godinu dana kad malo počnete shvaćati filozofiju,
you realize that, well, maybe it'll take a year or two more.
Shvatite, možda će trebati još godinu dvije.
And then after you've been around about 3 or 4 years, and some of those old attachments that you had start resurfacing.
I nakon 3-4 godine kad smo tu i onda se počnu pojavljivati stare vezanosti i polako izlaze na površinu.
Then you think, well, maybe this may take me a lifetime.
Onda shvatimo, možda će mi trebati cijeli život.
So, we need to plan in that way, and in order that we can be peaceful and happy, we need to develop not only religiously but socially also.
I onda kad shvatimo da trebamo planirati na duge staze za cijeli život, onda shvatimo da pored te religiozne trebamo razvijati socijalnu dimenziju također.
So we need friends.
Trebamo prijatelje.
And various other kinds of relationships that we won't get into.
I različite druge vrste odnosa u koje se sad nećemo ulaziti.
Those things work themselves out somehow or other.
Te stvari dođu same po sebi nekako.
Prabhupada gave a lecture to a group of very fired up brahmacharis from the Radha Damodar Temple in San Francisco. Pardon me, in Chicago.
Srila Prabhupada je dao lekciju pred jako raspaljenim brahmacharima u Radha Damodar hramu u San Francisco.
No, it was in Chicago.
In Chicago.
So they had been traveling all over the country distributing books and, you know, they hadn't lived in a temple for a long time and they were really fixed in their book distribution.
Oni su putovali po cijeloj Americi i dijelili knjige i nisu već dugo vremena živjeli u hramu i bili su fiksirani u svoju službu dijeljenja knjiga.
And they had very nice Harinam and Bhakta making program also.
Imali su vrlo lijep Harinam i Bhakta program također.
Their leaders were Tamal Krishna Goswami and Vishnu Jan Swami.
Lideri tog projekta su bili Tamal Krishna Goswami i Vishnu Jan Swami.
Two of the most charismatic and powerful preachers in Srila Prabhupada's mission.
Dvojica najkarizmatičnijih propovjednika u Srila Prabhupadovoj misiji.
So they were very fired up and, as we say, gung-ho.
Bili su jako raspaljeni i
gung-ho. I don't know how to translate gung-ho. You know, they were very fired up.
Bili su jako
explosive.
Easy to draw.
So Srila Prabhupada was giving a lecture on the Bhagavatam and he said all, and there were a number of ladies there also traveled, there were some ladies traveling parties, and he said all the ladies must be married. That is our Vedic culture.
I na tom, na toj Šrimad Bhagavatam lekciji su bile neke mataji koje su isto putovale i onda je Šrila Prabhupada rekao sve žene u našem pokretu mora biti udate, to je vedska kultura.
And then he said all the brahmacharis must remain brahmachari.
Rekao svi brahmachari moraju ostati brahmachari.
So then someone said naturally.
Prirodno.
Yes, but how will that work?
Kako će se to ostvariti?
And Prabhupada said that that is Krishna's arrangement. So the point is that various kinds of relationships are there, and we need to develop the mood of devotees like Bali Maharaj and others so that we can be stable and focused in our spiritual lives.
Dakle, postoje razni odnosi među baktama i moramo razviti bakte kao što su Bali Maharaj koji su postojani i fokusirani u duhom ili usmireni u duhovnom životu.
So here the demons, oh yes, we were talking about association with friends, peers. Then we discriminate with innocent people.
Također mi prepoznajemo druženje sa nevinim ljudima.
Those are people who are just bewildered by Kali Yuga. They're doing sinful activities, but they're not envious of God.
To su ljudi koji su zbunjeni sa Kali Jugom i vrše griješne aktivnosti, ali nisu zavidni na Boga.
They're really suffering a lot. And when you give them spiritual instruction, they're ready to hear.
Oni stvarno puno pate i kada im damo duhovne instrukcije, oni su spremni čuti.
So we are searching for those people when we do our preaching, because there are many devotees who are just waiting for us to invite them.
Mi tražimo takve ljude da propovjedamo i postoje mnogi bhakte koji samo čekaju da ih pozovemo.
And then there are those who are completely materialistic. They're covered by the modes of ignorance and passion, and they will not take to devotional service.
I onda postoje oni koji su okriveni gunama neznanja i strasti i potpuno materialistički i oni neće prihvatiti predano služenje.
If you give them good instruction, it is like giving milk to a very poisonous snake.
Ako im damo duhovne instrukcije, to je kao da damo mlijeko vrlo otrovnoj zmiji.
A poisonous snake will drink the wonderful food milk and turn it into more poison.
Ta zmija će popiti mlijeko i onda ga pretvoriti u otrov.
Matir nakrishne paratasvatova mito vipadyeta griha vratanam. There are some people that no matter how you try to give them Krishna consciousness, they won't take it.
Postoje neki ljudi koji jednostavno kako god da vi pokušavate, oni neće prihvatiti svjesnost Krishna.
They just can't understand.
Ne mogu jednostavno shvatiti.
They're too envious, they're too angry, they're too uptight.
Previše su zavidni, ljuti.
Did you say all of that? Okay. So, Adanta Gopir Vishata Tamishram, they want to remain in the darkest modes and there's nothing you can do.
Oni žele ostati u najtamnijim gunama i ne možete tu ništa.
Mrityu Sansara Vartmani. Krishna says that they go down and down into demoniac species of life.
Krishna kaže da oni silaze u demonske vrste života.
Someday they may get an opportunity to be Krishna conscious.
Jednog dana možda će dobiti priliku da postanu svjesni Krishna.
Krishna is very kind.
Krishna je vrlo ljubazan.
So we discriminate, and here we see that this is the quality of the demons. Even though they knew the will of Bali Maharaj, but they were intent upon attacking Vishnu. So against his will, they went forward.
I ovdje vidimo jednu kvalitetu demona, a to je da pored toga što se Bali Maharaju to nije svidjelo i on nije bio za to, oni su ipak napali gospodina Vishnu.
They claimed to be followers of Bali Maharaj, but they were not concerned with the desire of Bali Maharaj. They were simply making a show.
Tvrdili su da su sljedbenici Bali Maharaje, ali u stvari ih nije bila briga što on želi, već su radili show.
They became bewildered by their lust, which turned into anger, and they actually offended Bali Maharaj.
Postali su zbunjeni svojom požudom koja se pretvorila u ljutnju i u stvari su uvrijedili Bali Maharaja.
In the Chaitanya Charitamrita also we find the description of a Kali Chela.
U Chaitanya Charitamriti također nalazimo opis Kali Chele.
Chela means disciple or follower.
Chela znači učenik ili sljedbenik.
And a Kali Chela is someone who puts on tilak.
Kali Chela je onaj koji ima tilak.
Kanti nake, they wear neck beads.
Imaju ogrlicu od tulasi.
They have dhoti kurta.
Imaju dhoti kurtu.
And they make a big show of being a devotee.
I prave veliki show od toga da su bhakta.
But in the mind, they're simply interested in enjoying with someone else's wife.
Ali umu su jednostavno zainteresirani da uživaju sa nečim ženom.
Or in other words, they are not actually first class devotees.
Drugim riječima, nisu prvoklasni bhakte.
So, we should try to become first class devotees of Lord Krishna and our spiritual master, and try to follow the instructions by considering the desire of the spiritual master and be very careful not to do anything which would offend our spiritual master or Lord Krishna.
Mi trebamo postati bhakte Krišne i našeg duhovnog učitelja i trebamo pažljivo slijediti instrukcije duhovnog učitelja imajući na umu što on želi i nikad ne napraviti nešto što bi bilo suprotno od njegove želje.
Making slow progress here. All right, I'll stop there. Are there any questions or comments on these verses or anything?
Ima li pitanja ili komentara na ovaj stih?
Yeah.
Moramo biti istinoljubivi, rekao je da prvo moramo biti istinoljubivi kako se može malo pojasniti.
Svi čuli pitanje?
Ne.
Kad bilo je govora o istinoljubivosti i Maharaj je rekao da trebamo biti prvo istinoljubivi prema sebi, šta to znači? Da li može to malo pojasniti?
When you were speaking about truthfulness, you said that first we must be truthful to ourselves. So can you describe in little detail what this means?
Yes, truthful with ourselves means that there are standards for Krishna consciousness.
Strajuj prema sebi znači da postoje standardi u svjesnosti Krishne.
A first class devotee chants 16 rounds every day.
Prvoklasni bhakta mantra 16 krugova svaki dan.
As a minimum.
Minimum.
A first class devotee doesn't take any kind of intoxication, including coffee, tea, cigarettes, or whatever.
Prvoklasni bhakta se ne intoksicira, uključujući kavu, čaj, cigarete i tako dalje.
A first class devotee does not engage in illicit sex, and that means even with one's wife, he only engages in sex once a month for the purpose of creating nice Krishna conscious children.
Prvoklasni bhakta znači da se ne angažira u nezakonit seks čak ni sa svom ženom. Ako želi imati seks, može imati samo radi začinjenja djece jednom mjesečno.
And a first class devotee does not have any separate interest besides his interest in pursuing Krishna consciousness. Everything else is of secondary priority.
I čisti bhakta, prvoklasni bhakta ima jedina mu želja da napreduje u svjesnosti Krišne i sve ostalo mu je sekundarno na drugom mjestu.
So if we cannot follow the highest standard, we should not try to delude ourselves that this standard is not possible or there are reasons why we are exempt from this standard.
Ako mi ne možemo slijediti taj standard, onda ne bi trebali varati samog sebe da je taj standard nemoguć ili da smo mi izuzetak od tog standarda.
We should simply be humble, accept that we are fallen, and do our best to try to come to the highest standards we can.
Trebamo biti iskreni i shvatiti da smo pala osoba i pokušati napredovati do najvišeg standarda koji možemo slijediti.
In the Bible it is said that all men fall short of the glory of God. And okay,
u Bibliji je rečeno da svi ljudi imaju falim Bože slav. Falim falim slavljenje Boga.
Okay, there was a prostitute that was arrested by the police, and the punishment was that she was to be stoned to death.
Bila jedna prostitutka koju je uhvatila policija i kaznili su je da će kamenovati do smrti.
So a big crowd gathered, everybody had big stones in their hand.
I skupila se velika grupa i svako imao kamenje, sovu, veliko kamenje.
And Jesus Christ happened on the scene.
I Isus Krist je prolazio tuda.
Like Clark Kent or Superman or whatever. And he just happened to be there. So this prostitute begged for mercy.
Onda je ta prostitutka molila za milost.
And then Jesus Christ said to the crowd in his very humble and pure, with his pure vibration, he said, let he who is without sin cast the first stone.
I onda Isus sa svom poniznošću rekao, neka prvi baci kamen onaj ko je bezgrešan, ko nije napravio nijedan grijeh.
Everybody dropped their stone.
Svi su bacili kamen.
And there are many other examples.
Ispustili su kamen. Postoji također drugi primjer.
So we should be honest with ourselves. We should be humble. Humility is very important in spiritual life.
Trebamo biti iskreni sa sobom i ponizni. Poniznost je vrlo važna u duhovnom životu.
Don't allow your mind to cheat you or fool you.
Nemojte dozvoliti svom umu da vas prevari.
Yes.
There is also a question here.
Okay.
Question is called Raga Nuga. Oh, there is on the other side also. This is the beginning. Ja ću prvo na hrvatskom pročitati. Na početku lekcije podučio si nas da ne okrećemo leđa dejtima. U Ambroziji je puno tih podučavanja. Lecture, you teach us not to turn our back to the deities in kako se kaže Ambrozije? In Nectar of Instruction it is said Nectar of Devotion it's given a lot of these rules and regulations which we need to follow. So question is how strict we must be and how much can we be on Raga Nuga? And actually how much advancement in spiritual life can we expect if we make offenses and we are not strict?
Well, as far as Raga Nuga goes, Raga Nuga is practiced when you go on Harinam.
Raga Nuga se prakticira kad idemo u Harinam.
That is spontaneous ecstasy in Lord Chaitanya's mission.
To je spontana ekstaza u misiji gospodine Chaitanya.
You can dance very ecstatically, you can sing very loudly, and you know so many things.
Možete plesati vrlo ekstatično i pjevati vrlo glasno i toliko drugih stvari.
But in the temple room we have to be much, much more formal because we are having the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna.
Ali u hramu moramo biti puno formalniji jer imamo društvo svešnje božanske osobe gospodina Krishna.
And although we have Radha Krishna deities, or in this case Lord Chaitanya, but we're actually worshipping in the mood of Lakshmi Narayan or in the mood of awe and reverence.
Ili, to jest pošto imamo božanstva Rade Krishna ili u ovom slučaju Gorni Taj, ali mi ih obožavamo u raspoloženju kao da obožavamo Lakshmi Narayana, znači u strahu poštovanju.
So in the temple room we should try to follow very nicely.
Dakle, u temple roomu bi trebali vrlo lijepo slijediti.
How many of you chant japa and sometimes listen to Prabhupada chanting japa along with
Ko od vas pije mantra i sluša šla Prabhupada kako je mantra?
So Prabhupada, you know, you hear Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Sit properly, Hare Krishna. Huh? You know that?
Šla Prabhupada je mantra i onda je odjednom rekao sjedi pravilno i nastavi mantra.
With all due respect, this is not the proper way to sit in the temple room or before the spiritual master. I know we can't delay them. My legs are aching like anything. I'm dying to get off this vyasa sama stretch, but still, even if you have to adjust your legs a little bit, it's recommended that you keep your feet covered.
Trebaš sjediti pravilno i znam da ponekad bole noge, mene isto bole noge, jedva čekam da sjednem, da siđem se u jasasana, ali ako već moramo nekako podesiti da nas ne bole noge, onda bi nam bar stopala trebala biti pokrivena.
So I think it is important to follow the rules and regulations strictly. There are two things. This is explained in the Nectar of Instruction. Atyahara prayasascha prajalpo niyamagraha. Niyamagraha, Prabhupada translates, or Prabhupada explains in the purport, can be taken in two ways. One is, of course, niyama means rules, and agraha means following the rules and regulations without understanding why you're following them.
Mi trebamo biti striktni naravno u duhovnom životu, ali postoji niyamagraha ili to znači da slijedimo pravila i propise bez da shvaćamo zašto slijedimo.
Agraha, not agraha, but agraha means not following the rules and regulations.
A agraha znači ne slijeđenje pravila i propisa.
So sadvidim, what is that? Bhakti vinashyati. How does that go? Atyahara prayasas cha pajalpo niyamagraha janasangas cha lolyam cha sad.
Huh?
Yeah, whatever he said. Vinashyati. It destroys bhakti.
Vinashyati znači to uništava bhakti.
So we have to follow the rules and regulations carefully. And of course, there are a long list of things. Some are listed as most important, more important, and not as important.
Moramo slijediti i biti striktni. Postoje pravila koja su jako važna i koja su važna i koja nisu toliko važna.
Nije tamo propadjente, you know. To whatever degree you give importance to these things, that will affect your consciousness.
Koliko se predamo tim stvarima, toliko će to utjecati na našu svjesnost.
Everything that we have been given, all of the rituals and all of the facilities such as a spiritual master, etc., all of these things are meant to help us bring out our spontaneous devotional service.
Svi rituali i sve povoljnosti koje imamo, na primjer to što imamo duhovnog učitelja, je namijenjeno da izvuče tu spontanu ljubav prema Krišni iz nas.
And it depends on our, how much we get out of the process depends on how much energy we put into it.
Koliko ćemo izvući iz procesa ovisi o tome koliko ćemo energije staviti u proces.
You know, in my school, in my college, the university I went to, the motto was "Tuum est." The library is there, the books are there, the teachers are there, everything is there. Now it's up to you.
U mom koleđu je bio moto sve ovisi o tebi, pošto bile su tu knjige, učitelji, učionice, sve bilo tu, ali ovisi o tebi.
That answered your question?
Da, to odgovara na tvoje pitanje?
Da.
Yes.
I would like to ask, all of Srimad Bhagavatam is full of great kshatriyas and devotees also.
Yes.
So, we can get a picture that the kshatriyas are more important than brahmanas. No, but brahmanas are not so exposed, you know.
Well,
most kshatriyas like Vali,
Prahlad,
and so many. And Krishna and appeared also acting like kshatriya.
Yeah.
And pandavas. So can you explain that a little bit, or maybe not?
No, I got an explanation. Don't worry. That's our challenge.
Pitanje je zašto se toliko kshatrije spominje u Srimad Bhagavatam, ispada kao da su važnije od brahmana.
Pa nije baš zašto.
If you've got a question, we've got all the answers.
Ako imaš kako pitanje, imamo sve odgovore.
And if we answer your questions, then you have to become Lord Chaitanya's servant. But if we can't answer your questions, then we'll become your servant.
Ako možemo odgovoriti na tvoje pitanje, onda ti moraš postati sluga gospodina Čejtanje. Ako ne možemo odgovoriti na tvoje pitanje, onda ćemo mi postati tvoji slugi.
See, Brahmanas, Srimad Bhagavatam is called Itihasa. It is a history of events and activities.
Srimad Bhagavatam se zove Itihasa, što znači povijest različitih događaja koje su se desile.
And Brahmanas, their work is patan patan yajan yajan dan pratigraha. They study shastra and they teach others shastra.
Aktivnosti Brahmane su da proučava šastre i da poučava druge šastrama.
They perform rituals and they engage others in rituals.
Oni vrše rituale i uključuju druge u rituale.
And they receive charity and they give in charity.
Oni primaju milostinju i daju milostinju.
So for an epic history like Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, their activities are just not so inspiring. You know, then Panditji Maharaj poured ghee on the fire. Then Panditji waved the ghee lamp in front of the deity, and there's not so much to talk about. Then Panditji did the full Padmasana, and you know. Whereas the Kshatriyas, they're, you know, violence, sex, intrigue, everything that's exciting to people. Do you want him to struggle through this? I guess, okay, go ahead, try.
I'll make it short.
Yeah, sutra.
Srimad Bhagavatam je ep ili povijest i ne bi bilo zanimljivo da su unutra opisa neki brahmana koji naljeva gi ili vrši jogu. To ne bi bilo zanimljivo za ljude, ali ako postoje kšatrije koje kad se god spominju kšatrije uvijek ima neko nasilje, seks, neke intrige i to je ljudima vrlo zanimljivo.
Čao. Grantraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.